Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Today we continue to discover what's on the minds of the people like you. What are they thinking about? Nature? About the Earth? About our future? Seeing how the subject was barely mentioned in the debates, we bring you the people's voices. On a return here on the Wildside News, on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Welcome indeed. This is Sydney Wildsmith. You know, I've spent yesterday running around just trying to see what is on people's minds out there in the backcountry and in our parks and actually at Starbucks and different places around. And it is quite amazing, the spectrum of perspectives that people have about nature. It means so many different things to so many different people. And I want to encourage you, if you'd like to, give us a call and share your thoughts today. There's a lot of listeners out there, and I don't usually encourage people to call in, but today I am, because we have an opportunity to hear from listeners, and that would be terrific. And if you'd like to give us a call, call 888-327-0061. Well, I'd like to continue hearing the voices of the people as I went around and recorded their thoughts. I just asked them, what's on your mind about nature, about the Earth? And it was a wonderful panoply of responses. So, next up, we're going to hear from Chanel.
Hey, Chanel, I'm 23, and she's down here at the beautiful Quail Botanical Gardens, and she's thinking how nice it is to be out in an area where, you know, nature's prevailing, and you can walk around and just taking the scenery on a nice day, and be so much nicer if it was more widely available, and you know, you didn't have to just drive to a park to look at it and, you know, check it out. And it'd be nice if you could just walk into your backyard and do that, but unfortunately that's not the case. But
so why do you come to the gardens?
Rest, relaxation, purchase of bamboo, that kind of thing.
Do you come here pretty often?
No, not as often as I'd like. I'd like to come down here more often, actually. The last time I came down here was maybe 2-3 months ago. It was the first time with a friend. I really didn't even know this place existed. And, you know, once I came down, I was like, wow, it's so nice to be here. And, you know, I would like to make more of an effort to come out here. And it's pretty cheap, so it's a good place to go. Sit back, enjoy the weather, take in the, you know, the scenery, the foliage. And, you know, if you're an artist, you can come out and sketch stuff. It's pretty relaxing. I think it's much nicer in Balboa Park, actually. Balboa Park's pretty nice for scenery and whatnot, but there's a lot more people, and this is a little quieter and laid back.
So when you come out here, how much time do you tend to spend?
The last time I was out here, I think we were here for about 3 hours, and then we left. Still didn't get to see everything I wanted to, but, you know, I had to cut the day short, so.
When you come out and spend time in nature, what do you feel? What happens?
You know, it's really relaxing just to, you know, come and you know, break away from city life and traffic and just, you know, sit in a shaded area where you don't have cars zooming by or, you know, too many planes flying overhead. And, you know, I find that the atmosphere is really relaxing, rejuvenating, you know, just to get out in nature and, you know, sit amongst what, you know, the world has to offer as opposed to just things that, you know, man has made.
You grew up in the area here?
No, actually, I grew up in the Bay Area, and I moved down here because of the nice weather. You know, Bay Area is a little more cloudy, a little more stormy, and down here it's a lot nicer. It's about 72 to 80 every day, almost every day, and you get about 20 days of rain out of the year. You know, how can you compete with that?
So what do you do in San Diego area here?
I'm a student. Just go to state, art major.
What sort of art are you working on?
multimedia. Like, I used to live over in London for a couple of years, and I would go on a lot of hikes. And London is a really nasty city, and really the only good part about England is the countryside. And if you can get out into the countryside, it's well worth it. I used to take a lot of landscape pictures, you know, scenery. You know, I like taking pictures of sunsets and whatnot, and just natural beauty of what's out there. Probably, I do enjoy taking pictures of people, but a lot of my pictures are of, you know, scenery, just buildings, and, you know, what the best the world has to offer.
If you'd say something to the entire world about nature or the environment, what might that be?
It's important. Recycle. Don't abuse it. Don't take it for granted, because there's really not a lot left. Vote Kerry. Because Bush doesn't support the environment.
My name is Michael Asdur. I'm here with my son at Quill Garden. It's beautiful. It's so nice. It's nice to have all these trees around here in Southern California. We don't see that much anymore around here. It's like you see it everywhere. It's building up. We wish we could keep you know, more nature, more trees, and for ourselves and for the next generation.
When you spend time in nature, why is that a good thing?
I was born in Morocco originally, and there is nature there too, but it's getting rare every time people start cutting trees and building up homes and just roads, and it's time for the world to wake up and listen, you know, go back to our original, which is we should have a balance between nature and building. I believe we have to keep our environment clean, and hopefully people will listen and do something about it. And it's sad to see all these people cutting trees and just ignoring all the wildlife and just becoming greedy and just want to build and get richer. And it has to have a balance. And hopefully someday in our lifetime it will happen. If it does not, I really wish our kids will have it. I wish people will start thinking about nature and how to save it. And if each human being build a tree, you know, could just plant a tree or do something to clean the environment, we might save a better future for our kids, hopefully.
And so our voices continue.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and I am 10 years old, and I'm concerned about the rainforest, and me and my friend are saving money to help endangered species and trees in the rainforest. And I'm really happy about being here and seeing the Victoria water platters and the plant. And I really love nature. I have my garden, and I really like nature. My dad gardens a lot, and when I was little, I used to help him a lot, and I remember, like, flicking dirt all around with the shovel, because I didn't really know how to do it yet.
Do you have some favorite animals that fascinate you?
Yeah, I love cats, and I'm really sad that the tigers are almost endangered, and cats are my most favorite animal, and I have my own cat named Risty.
And if you could share a thought with the whole world about nature or the environment, what might that be?
Thought that I have about nature is that I really love it, and I hope that some of the endangered species will repopulate again, and they'll be saved and not endangered.
Are you hearing stories that some of them are really in trouble?
Yeah, I heard that the one-horned rhino is really endangered, and if people like don't do something, it will be extinct.
Why would that be a bad thing?
Well, the one-horned rhino is such a beautiful creature, and some poachers are like taking it for its horns and skin, and rhinos are one of my favorite animals, so I really like rhinos, and I love seeing them at the zoo, and I love taking pictures of them, because if they, like, become extinct, at least I would have a memory of them.
Okay, my name is Alan. I'm 50 years old, and my main thoughts about nature right now is I wish I was out in it more. And I wish it was less crowded in California when I did get out and got into it. But I feel that I'm in a beautiful spot of the world right now. That's why I'm living out here. I'm from Illinois originally. And the mountains and the ocean. And throughout most of my adult life, I spent a lot of time around nature and as far away from cities as I can. But making a living, usually I'm in the cities. So, but I like to play with nature. I like the I like to climb it and surf it and dive underneath it and explore it. And I like to bring my son along with me. So that's about it. Well, actually, when I came out to California, I built a sailboat. And I lived on that for about a dozen years, and I spent a lot of time sailing, you know, to islands and just along the coast here. And backpacking and mountain climbing. I'd take, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks and go off usually by myself.
Nature matters. I want to thank the many people who helped make this today's segment possible. That's Chris and Devin, Charles Wine, Chanel, Michael, Samantha, and Alan, and all of you. Next week, we go down to Austin, Texas, to the 17th Annual National Trails Symposium. So until we meet again, this is Sydney Wildsmith saying adios and inviting you to visit the Wild Side.